Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 6:48 and we want to talk about nuclear energy. Is nuclear energy the answer to the Eskom problem? Joining us on the line is, and I have been practicing your name most of the night, you should know. And joining us on the line is Joapelue Santsweri. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you? It's actually Santsweri.
You see, and I tried. Hey? I just want you to know I tried.
You did try. Yeah.
And in fact, ironically, we're asking our listeners today. Every day we do a voice, sort of a voice pop, and we ask our listeners if somebody mispronounces a word, or do you correct them or not? So I think it's I did it on purpose just to give our listeners something. No, I didn't really. But a very good morning, and thank you for joining us this morning. So you are a scientist at the South African Nuclear Energy Corporation. Of course, South Africans are very nervous about nuclear power because we don't know what it really means. And many of us, in fact, are quite ignorant around this. Is nuclear power a potential answer to our energy crisis in the country?
No, definitely it's our answer. If you know that we've got Kuget Nuclear Power Station in Western Cape, I think it's about 27 kilometers north of Cape Town.
Right.
It's a very reliable source of electricity for Eskom. It's powering half of Western Cape electricity. So if you look at Quebec, for the past 34 years, it's been doing that to Western Cape. It shows you how reliable this kind of technology is. So definitely we have to increase on that based on the experience and knowledge we have in South Africa and how the nuclear power station or the technology around the world is powering a lot of countries, developing countries. So therefore, South Africa, we need to increase our nuclear power. Second to that is that you must remember that there is something called Integrated Resource Plan of 2019. Eskom is going to decommission about 11,000 megawatts by 2030. That is dispatchable power. Dispatchable power is power that we have when you wake up in the middle of the night, you switch on or you want to make tea. Mm. It's not intermittent. So therefore, you need to replace that with something else. Therefore, that is why it's important for us to start looking into what other technology options can you have, and nuclear is one of them that can be deployed when Eskom retire some of this power station.
There's a natural fear, I guess. We hear stories of Japan. We worry about nuclear. Nuclear has got quite a negative association for many people. How do we reverse that?
I think one of the things that we need to do is to provide the public with facts, not myths. To ensure that they understand. Mm. You know, one of the things that nuclear, remember, started with the war in 1945, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So it started with a bad publicity on its own. But after that, they said, no, we can use it for peaceful purposes, which is nuclear power, nuclear medicine, and all that. So what we need to do is provide the public with facts. You know, a lot of things is that the public doesn't know that we've got a nuclear power station in Cape Town, we've got a research reactor here in Pretoria. So those are the things that have been here for decades, but the public don't know, because if you remember, the legacy of apartheid was based on secrecy.
Exactly. That's you're right, actually. So interesting, because when I think back to my childhood, I'm thinking of all of these stories, and we didn't know what was really going on. Did South Africa have this nuclear thing happening, and what was going on? And I guess that has continued in our minds without us even realizing it.
Definitely. So that is why you've seen over the years, you know, there's been a lot of campaigns to drive to educate the public, you know, to understand what is nuclear science and technology, from power generation, like in Western Cape, nuclear medicine. You know, one of the things that nuclear is so good about is that you can able to diagnose cancer and be able to treat it. You can able to do cardiovascular diseases, be able to treat them. You know, when a child is born, sometimes the child will have the stomach being sort of, sort of not allowing the food to go through. Mm. You are able to use nuclear medicine to assist the child so that their intestine can widen out and then they can be able to be fed. So there's a lot of positives when it comes to nuclear technology. But because the public are not educated, you tend to be feared because of they don't know. Only those who are closer to the vicinity, they tend to understand. And I think they need to be massive drive to educate the public, to make them aware that This thing is not new to South Africa. It's been existing for many years. I mean, for decades. I mean, if you look at the Pelindaba, the research reactor has been there since 1965. It's a long, long time ago. And it's been operational up until today and producing nuclear medicine. Quebec has been there for over 30 years. So these are the things that government and all other stakeholders, they must go to the public, educate the public so that the public can understand that although there's a fear, there are actually good stories to talk about when you talk about nuclear.
I think part of the problem might have been the Jacob Zuma presidency, because there was a lot of further talk and mystery around some kind of a deal that was going through then. And again, because of what was going on with state capture, that added another layer of mistrust, perhaps.
I think what you need to do is to ask, your technology is not corrupt at all. It's how that's done.
So absolutely. What a great way of putting it.
Yes, it's to say that the public, look, we are now going through a very transparent and open process to show you that this technology is not corrupt. Probably it's how the people might want to use it, but the technology itself is not corrupt. It is very advantageous.
Right.
And you know now, during COVID-19, a lot of people have lost weight. So we need massive infrastructure development. And we believe that the deployment of the nuclear, because remember the 10-year program, a lot of people, a lot of business might will have to participate to ensure that it also assists to drive the economy. So this is part of the COVID-19, should be part of the COVID-19
recovery
when you look at the economy. So I think now we need to dissociate it from the corruption and make it sure that the public can have the trust and the confidence that this program will beneficiate the country, not only by providing reliable electricity, by also initiating economic activities, because we have seen that with a project of this nature, there's a lot of localization that
absolutely
can be done, a lot
absolutely
of jobs, a lot of SMEs. Mm. Remember, by the way, nuclear, you start by preparing the site. The local manufacturers beneficiate because of now you need to build schools, you need to build roads, you need to build infrastructure that will support a program of that magnitude. So therefore, the economic spin-off are so good that South Africa now, we are craving for it. 2.2 million people have lost their jobs. So we believe that a program of this nature, because it takes 10 years, it is a good program that can contribute to ensure that the fiscals can get something and our people can start to get
jobs. Is this on the cards? Is it being taken seriously? Is government interacting and engaging with this?
Definitely. I think last week there was a NERSA, which is the Nuclear Energy Regulator of South Africa. There was a process, a public engagement process, 2 days, where the members of the public were invited to come and understand, to come and give their views, to say that. Because remember, Section 34, the minister has to get the concurrence with NERSA. So NERSA has to hold the public engagement process, and that's what we are doing. And before that, there was a public engagement process when they were doing the integrated resource plan. So I think the government on this process has been transparent, has been out there to the people to say, come, let's talk about this. Let us understand what you're talking about so that tomorrow, when a decision is made, the members of the public had an opportunity to engage.
Absolutely amazing. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. A fascinating and important conversation. Gapalelwe Santetsweri, thank you for taking the time to chat to us. He is a scientist at the South African Nuclear Energy Corporation.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.